to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day. Oh, it's great to be here. It's great to be here in person. And I agree with everything that has been said so far this morning about Mother's Day.
And some.
Yes, definitely. Sen and some. Thank you, Felicia. And I want to add to that, that despite our gender, we all have elements of the divine masculine and elements of the divine feminine. And as co-creators, we are working with both. The inception, the intention, the affirmation that invokes the creative process is considered divine masculine, but that which brings the unseen into form, the law, for example, is the divine feminine. And so let's remember that we're all working with that despite our gender. And oof, for May, it's a little bit chilly today. So the topic for today, when I said yes to speaking, I knew it was Mother's Day, and I went out to CSL website to pull down the information. We follow the topics and themes. It's like, what? Mother's Day. The fear factor. Okay. Let's go with it. So last week, Reverend Nadine opened the month talking about emotions and fears. And let's recognize, we are human beings. This is part of our experience, our composition. We are always having some level of emotion as well as some level of thought and feeling, right? That is just part of who we are. And some of those emotions and feelings are wonderful, and they're exciting, and they're powerful, and it feels great. And they can be bliss, and they can be centered, and they can be om, and they can be peace. And then sometimes they're of a different tone, right? All the ones that sort of trigger us or bring us down. And one of the ones that we all share is fear. That is so prevalent. Now, we could just hopefully get to the place where we recognize a fear and we work it through and we be in alignment with the divine and go ahead in life empowered by that. But most of the times, that fear stops us. It gets our attention. And then it gets too much of our attention, right? In various ways. And we have so many different names for feelings, emotions that we feel, but oftentimes if we sort of trace it back, if we're able to do that, oftentimes there's some fear component in there. And that fear is often perceived threat, survival, safety, perceived loss. And I don't know if there's a fear that goes beyond those two, right? So knowing that gives us a head start to start to begin responding differently. Because when we, when we're happy, we're elated, we express it, right? We're ebullient, we're more open. But when we're fearful, then our expressions are a bit different. And oftentimes part of that is a feeling of out of control or threat, survival. So it's common. It's so common. We can talk about this and know we're in a shared language, even if we're not feeling the same emotion at the same time or using the same word to express what that fear is. But, you know, there's that factor of it stops us. And so let's know, and we're going to explore together how what we can do when we're in one of those moments, that we can really learn to transform that fear into an ally. What is it about me that's been triggered? What's going on within? And how can I move through this fear with faith? So let's recognize we have an instinct. You know, some of our fears are instinctual, like fear of falling. You know, from the moment of birth, that is common to all humans. That's an instinct. It's a survival fear. Some of them are from our experiences. And some of them come from the outside as culture. And a lot of times, other than those instincts like falling, when they're experience-based or from the outside, we start to tell ourselves stories. We make up a story about that. And then what happens is we're setting up a vulnerability because we've sort of cataloged that story about that fear. And whenever something else shows up that sort of reminds us of that, that ripple effect, then that story comes forward and we amplify it and it accumulates and it can build over our lifetime. So, you know, because some of these are instinctual, we have the fear, fight, or flight reaction, right? Fight, flight, or freeze reaction. And that freeze reaction is like paralysis. Now, another thing that happens when we get triggered by a fear, a threat, is that our logical, rational brain goes on pause, and the reactive portions of our brain take over. So here we are in a spiritual philosophy that we know that if we can consciously choose, make a choice, and respond differently. But then we have this thing that's going on inside of our bodies where that part of ourselves that can be conscious, aware, and responsive, well, it suddenly got shut down and we are in reaction mode. I also want to point out that fear often scoots us into responding in the mode of separation. You know, suddenly it's like, my body is in danger, right? Or I'm being attacked, or I need to defend, or whatever it is. But it's centered in the I. And it's, you know, not only did our rational brain get shut down, but a lot of times what happens within us is that we forget we're connected with something greater than us. Something of infinite possibility, something of infinite power and infinite wisdom that is always with us in a field of goodness. And so if we can learn to approach fear as showing us something, informing us, then we can start to, you know, be back in that alignment. And that's where our power is. That's where our healing is. Right? And that's where something else has a chance to come through. Now, I've told this story before. As a single mom, ever since my child was young, you know, any parent has a point where they're just like, I've had it, right? And I taught myself to hit that pause button and in a split second just think, what would love look like here? And something always came through, and it was always different than that instinct reaction that was carrying the moment. And it always shifted everything. And so if we can remember to hit that pause button and remember, I am not alone. I am deep in my faith, and I know I can be responding differently, despite how nervous I feel, how vulnerable I feel, how scared I feel. Now, I also sort of want to debunk something. You know, we're a society that has a lot of macho affirmations, feel the pain, you know, no pain, no gain without pain sort of thing. And there's also this one about feel the fear and do it anyway, right? But are we ready to do it anyway? Are we prepared to do it? And if we just charge off because, boy, I better feel the pain or feel the fear, I'm just going to do it anyway. Are we prepared for that? Because I want us to consider that if we're not prepared, then we might have an experience that's not as supportive as we would want. And what happens in that case? We're probably adding to that experience story that's getting bigger rather than, wow, I did it. Not that it couldn't be, wow, I did it, because we're always having some type of fear. You know, I'm sure every Olympic athlete, and I know every public speaker, there's a point, you know, and every actor, you know, there's always some little edge of fear there, question mark. But they do it, but they're prepared to do it, right? I know we've heard this before, but I want to mention it again. In this teaching, there's a metaphysical acronym for the word fear, F-E-A-R, and that is false evidence appearing real. Now, if I'm standing in the middle of the street and a Mack truck is coming at me, I don't think that's false evidence. Right? But if something else has happened and I'm triggering one of those stories that I've built up over life, then, you know, what's going on out there that's precipitated that fear, triggered that? Is that real or is that a false evidence? Is my story false evidence or is it in fact? And even if it is in fact, you know, we can figure out a way to be present with that and respond rather than the instinct, rather than the rage, rather than however we might otherwise respond. And sometimes, you know, something is said and we think we're being attacked. Now, it may be an emotional attack, it may be, you know, an intellectual attack, it may be a character attack, but is it really that, or is it a filter we have that we said, oh, attack, and we go into defense? So let's also recognize that fear begets more fear. When we stay in that fearful, afraid place, you know, it's like we're feeding it. And that story about the white wolf and the black wolf, which one survives is the one we feed. So who do we want to feed? More fear or resolution? So once again, it's our reaction to a perceived threat, a perceived harm, real or imagined. Fears can escalate, as we've talked about, and they can be physical or mental or emotional. And when we're in fear, we tense up. Oftentimes we hold our breath. Sometimes our heart, you know, starts beating more strongly. We can notice, you know, that we are a multidimensional being in which there is a physical response to that perceived fear. And also let's remember that when that rational brain is shut down and that triggered response has happened, started coming in, we're more in that state, we are more susceptible to misinterpretations. We're more susceptible to overreacting, you know, yelling, speaking out, saying more angry words than, you know, if we were centered and more aligned, we might be articulating differently, right? So I also want to add that there's another conception of, you know, like jump off the cliff of faith. And I want to go back to the fear and do it anyway. Those two sort of go together. Yes, we want to be steeped in faith. But what I'm saying this morning is I think we also do serve ourselves the best when we do the preparation work of learning how to identify a fear, learn from it, do some inner work, so that when that fear shows up, we're more prepared for it. Recently, I stumbled into a series. It's on Amazon called Undone. Has anybody else watched that? And something comes up over and over in this series. The daughter, who's the primary character in the series, remembers something her father told her. And in the original storyline, as the series starts, her father died when she was young. So she's reflecting back that dad always said, be like the sky. Hit the pause button. First of all, hit the pause button and be like the sky, the weather that is present moves through. It's temporary. And so let's think about that too with our emotions and our fears, that we can pause and remember that whatever's going on is temporary and we can be instrumental in how we move it through. So I have something that I want to call a crisis recipe. And that is deep faith and trust in the Creator. Being prepared, doing our spiritual work to understand ourselves, what triggers us, how does that trigger appear, depending on what the circumstance is, and surrender. And that's the hard part, right? So a personal story, and it goes back to that fear of falling. I don't know, maybe 5 years ago back, it was in one of those trips out to Illinois when we were unwinding my parents' estate. And I was staying at my brother's, a downstairs suite, but cold. And so there was this little footstool, and it was a cow footstool because my sister-in-law used to love cows and collect cow memorabilia. And I couldn't reach the vent to, you know, close down how much cold air was coming in. So I thought, well, I'll just stand on this little cow footstool. And sure enough, it was the right height. I was able to work with the vent, but in doing so, that stool broke. It was more decorative than it was structural. And I suddenly was thrown falling backwards in a bathroom where there's a lot of things you could hit on your way down. Unseeing where I was going, right? And it was just like so much goes through your mind very quickly. And the first thing was, I can't do anything about this. I surrender. And I just literally surrendered. And I was sort of like waiting for that impact. And what happened was my head didn't hit anything. Beautiful alignment for the possible things it could have hit. And I landed flat. Perfectly flat, gently flat. And in that moment, I was stunned. It's like, wow. And then I was waiting for my head to hit. And that never happened. Now, the story I made up about that is I felt as though I had been laid down. Yeah. nothing out of alignment, no bruises, no pains, no head slam. But the surrender, I think, was the key. That surrender and trust. And it's just like, well, I can't stop this, so I surrender. So, you know, some of those scary monsters show up unexpectedly, whatever preparation we've done. Now, it's nice when, you know, somebody said something and there's some time delay factor and not disabled, right? But then we do have those moments where it is a truck and I'm in the road, right? What am I doing? So, you know, it differs. The intensity of the fear and threat differs. Yeah. But being able to develop our faith and our trust, our alignment, where we're not in separation, helps us, you know, when that becomes part of our home base, like a muscle that we have toned and developed over time, then when those unexpected things come, we still are better, in a better place of response, and know that we can hit a pause button and go to that place. So our call to action, let's talk about process. And that is, first of all, awareness. You know, yeah, I'm triggered. Yeah, I am feeling. Can we be aware of what we're feeling? Now, ideally, and maybe a lot of this gets done reflectively until we get used to it and get to know ourselves better, where we can sit with it and say, wow, I realized when that was going on, this is the way I was feeling, and this is what was coming up, and this is the way I was reacting. And when we do that, take that time to self-reflect on something that has been fearful, or we may still be in the middle of it, that we can learn from it. We learn ourselves. We may be able to, sometimes when I have something that's going on, I just center myself, I sit quietly, and I go, is it related to this person? Is it related to my son? Is it related to this? Is it related to this? Is it related to this? And one of them will resonate. The rest of them will be, no. And then that's like, okay, that's the door I want to open to explore. Right? And be willing and vulnerable to let that speak to me. What is it showing me? What am I feeling? And that lays the groundwork for the rest of the process. Vulnerability. Second of all, we need to be willing to be vulnerable. Do we still want to be like a ball in a pinball machine that's just bouncing, bouncing, bouncing from whatever it hits, right? Or do we want to be in that place where we can respond? But it takes our willingness to say, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing yet. This is brand new on the learning phase. I feel vulnerable here. But that is part of growing. And we've known that since our first breath. Every step of our journey, every day of our journey since birth has been vulnerability. But we've sort of calcified over time with all those responses that we've built up. So vulnerability lets us choose how fast and how we want to start dissolving those layers. Remember that fear begets more fear. And get help, you know, because sometimes a fear can be a panic attack. Sometimes it can be a phobia. Sometimes it can show up as a physical ailment or an allergy or whatever. So be aware of what your response is in that moment. And, you know, just be able to say, I am choosing to be vulnerable and to continue through this process. Part of that then is examining our response to that fear, that threat. Because all the other things, the insecurities, the self-doubts, the self-sabotage, the jealousy, whatever, angers, all of those in some way are connected to fear. What is mine to release? When we go through our visioning process, you know, what does God want to show me about this? What do I need to become? What is mine to release? Right? What is mine to release here? And that may be a change of behavior, a different response. And most of all, recognize that faith is our home base. Because that fear, is that a lack of faith? Is it a lack of faith in ourselves? Is it a lack of faith that I can partner with Spirit, right? And I'm shown, I'm informed, I am supported. So in closing, I want to share a quote by Caroline Mace. And remembering that one of her many books is a book called Defying Gravity. Isn't that an interesting title? She says, surrendering your problems in faith to the divine is not crazy. Pray like you have nothing to lose except your fear. So in closing, let's know this together. And I speak this in the I Am. In every moment, I am co-creating in my life. I am choosing to live from my divine truth and wholeness. I remember that I am always partnered with that greatest wisdom of greatest power, greatest wisdom, greatest power, and that source of infinite possibility. I have faith that I am always divinely guided and safe. I am ready and willing to respond differently in the face of my fear. I face my fears with faith, awareness, new understanding, courage, and faith. And so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.